This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, everybody. This is Enterprise. My name is Jeff Sandhu, and joining me today is
Audrey Raj.
And it is day 23 of the movement control order. I actually lost track of how many days of the movement control order.
Also known as Thursday, the 9th of April.
It is also known as Thursday. We hope you're doing well and staying safe and staying at home. Later on at 12:30, we actually do have another webinar series.
Yes, we do. You know, it's not business as usual anymore. COVID-19 has changed the way many businesses operate. And the government has since also launched an aid package for SMEs. So in our next BFM webinar that happens at 12:30 p.m. Today, we will hear from Dato Munira Lui from Brand International, Tan Thiam Hock of Alliance Cosmetics, and Joshua Liu from Espresso Lab Asia. On their take on life after MCO, the new norm, and you know, solutions to kind of recover in a post-COVID world.
Yeah, so that's happening on our Facebook page live at 12:30 p.m. So you can tune in, you know, to that while you're having your lunch, because it's good to have some separations. I know a lot of people at this point in time are probably doing their conference calls and their daily meetings, and you need some time to step away and get back to your personal life. But if you don't want to shy so away from work, this is something that, you know, you could probably tune in. And as you mentioned, Odds, it is still Tech Thursday. You know, even though so much else in the world has changed, and online with us for today's Voice of SMEs, we have Prabhurajan Selvarajan. He's the CEO and the co-founder of Madison Technologies, which is a product development outfit. So normally, they are focusing on various other products and helping others to create and develop their you know, types of technology products. But this time around, they wanted to find a way to help out in the current crisis.
Yeah, so Madison Technologies created an easy-to-roll-out contact tracing network for communities called CoveCT, designed to help contact tracing personnel to do their job more efficiently. So Prabhu's on the line with us. Good morning, Prabhu. Good to speak to you today. So tell us, you know, how does CoveCT actually work?
Yeah, so how it works is that places, you know, whether they're places of worship, business locations, you know, community spaces and so on, they just have to go onto the website, covect.org, register, sign up their location, and then they'll be emailed a unique QR code poster, which they can then just place around their venues or premises, right? After which, whenever a user comes to these locations, they see the QR code, they scan it. If you're a first-time user, you've got to put in your name, phone number, and then you'll get an SMS, one-time PIN, it's a verification, then you'll start tracking. Right? So everywhere you go afterwards, you just keep scanning. And that then goes into your log of sorts.
Prabhu, could you tell us a little bit about how this idea came about? And also, how is this method actually helping to fight the battle against COVID-19?
Yeah, I think with this method, there's two things, right? So a lot of everyone is, you know, trying to launch an app or roll out an app. We decided to go the web route, where it's simply because it's fairly quick to deploy, and then it's low friction. And what I think one of the main things that we wanted to do is to make it a voluntary system, so people have the control of when they want to share the data or when they want to scan and keep track of the data. Where this helps is if someone tested positive for the virus, when they go to the hospital or clinic or wherever, they are then able to share this log of locations that they've been to with these healthcare practitioners. And after which, this data can then be shared further down the line to the contact tracing team, so to speak, who can then take additional measures to contact folks that have been in contact with this person.
So from what you're saying, Prabhu, you know, all of us from civilians to government personnel, we can partake in this, right? So how's the take-up been so far?
We are speaking to, many different organizations. We have reached out to the government, state, federal, in Malaysia and also outside of Malaysia, to to run them past this idea. And I think so far there is interest. But again, working with a lot of these organizations, there will be a lot of different requests, questions, and so on. So we are going through that at the moment. On the more grassroots level, and because we're taking a bottom up method, the people are registering for the QR codes. Right? They seem to be putting it around. Building management that have also done it within their compound. But I guess the usage during the MCO will not be all that high. So what we're looking at is for post-MCO, right? We want people to have this data because, it is going to be a new norm where there will be this virus around and we just need to do our part to kind of restrict its spread.
And what's next for COF CT and also for Medicine Technologies?
On the COF CT part, we are deploying new functionality. So there's an SMS check-in functionality that we'll be launching very soon, simply because, not everyone has a smartphone. Some folks have a feature phone. We also want to allow them to check in and keep track of this, right? I think on COF CT's part, we are definitely looking at what other ways we can collaborate. So, collaborating with government, that's our top priority. Collaborating with businesses and whatnot, or whether it's mobile telcos and such, we're always open to these type of partnerships. For Medicine Technologies, well, we do have a couple of our own products in the pipeline, and I think we would love to share it when it's ready and maybe come back on the show to speak about those.
Prabhu, just before we go, in terms of technology and helping individuals and businesses go online, do you think that there is more that technology can offer?
I think technology can offer a lot of value during this time. We see a lot of people doing things, selling their products online. We see a lot of restaurants now, moving to food delivery. And I think in the near future, we will see a lot more businesses, digitizing themselves, so to speak, and probably corporations also getting more used to the fact of, working from home, and the whole telecommuting, right? So I think that's a theme that we are actively looking at and to look at how we can build products around that, how to, whether it's on the business side or even, productivity of employees that are working remotely. So I think it's interesting but trying times ahead for sure.
That was Prabhu Rajan Selvarajan, the CEO and the co-founder of Medicine Technologies, who developed COF CT. And I guess if you want to find out more information about it, you just have to go online. It's www.covct.org. And I think it's a very clever, Matt and me will always say this is one of those low-tech, high-tech innovation because it's just scanning QR codes. But what it does behind the scenes, it's actually pretty clever. We've heard in Singapore how they use GPS signals, in Korea as well, to track the behavior. And there's a lot of privacy concerns with this. Here, you voluntarily offer by just, every location post-MCO to track where, you have been, visiting and if there is a certain risk involved. As soon as you enter a certain location or a building and if you see this, COF CT QR code, you just scan it and it records that you've been to this place at this point of time. And if you continue on and you go out about your daily lives, it just tracks your behavior. If anything were to happen and if that location has been marked that there was a case, they can then see, were you there at that point of time, at that certain day?
Yeah.
And if you are at risk, and you'll get a notification. Yeah, so it's so simple.
I think, for most of us, it is day 23 of the MCO, but it still feels like we don't know what to expect when we're finally released from our homes, right? But, that's going to be part of the new normal, I guess. We're going to have to keep track of the people that we meet when we finally get to go out to business as usual. It will still be business unusual. And so we're going to have to to keep track where we are, who we meet, and something like this, I think, will, you know, help with that data tracking, you know, for the months to come.
Yeah, especially for public places where you don't know the individual. Imagine bus stops or MRT stations, LRT stations, right? So, you know, you don't know who are the individuals next to you. You can't just strike a conversation with them and go like, where have you been in the last 24 hours? And, you know,
with every single person.
Yeah, every single person, right? So that just doesn't make sense. So I hope, you know, that you know, I love this kind of technologies that's coming up and, you know, pure Malaysian made in that sense as well. So, you know, hopefully we'll see more of these technologies post-MCO to go on about with our daily lives. Stay tuned, though, because Voice of SMEs will continue, and we do have another entrepreneur on the line with us. So stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.